Well, Watson, what do you make of it?
Well, how did you know what I was doing, Holmes? I believe you have eyes in the back of your head.
I have, at least, a well-polished, silver-plated coffee pot in front of me.
Oh.
But tell me, Watson, what do you make of our visitor's walking stick? Since we have been so unfortunate as to miss him and have no notion of his errand, this accidental souvenir becomes of importance. Let me hear you reconstruct the man by an examination of it.
It's inscribed to Dr. James Mortimer from his friends of the CCH 1884. I should judge him to be a successful, elderly medical man, well-esteemed, since those who knew him gave him this token of appreciation.
Good. Excellent.
Yes. I think he's now a country practitioner who does a good deal of visiting on foot.
Why so?
The thick iron ferrule on the stick is worn down. You see here? So it's evident he does a great amount of walking with it.
Perfectly sound. And what of the friends of the CCH?
Well, I should guess that to be the something Hunt. I should guess the doctor had rendered some medical assistance to a local hunting club, which in turn presented him with his gift.
It may be, Watson, that you are not yourself luminous, but you are a conductor of light. I confess, my dear fellow, that I am very much in your debt.
Thank you, Holmes. Let me hear your conclusions.
Well, there are certainly one or two indications upon this stick which give us the basis for several deductions.
I trust there's nothing of consequence which I have overlooked.
When I said that you inspired me, Watson, I meant to be frank, that in noting your fallacies, I was occasionally guided...